Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I've come to visit you from all over the world. Wherever children go to sleep at night and their parents set a candle on the bedside table and say, "I want to tell you a story." That's where I am, Mr. Candle. I come into the homes of every boy and girl all over the world, and I sit there with you and with your parents, and I tell you how wonderful you are. I tell you what a wonderful world you live in, and how you can make that world even more wonderful by just thinking lovely thoughts about it. Have you ever thought about making peace on Earth? Well, I've been visiting some of the children in the war-torn countries of the world, and I've been talking to some of the children who experienced some of the ravages of war and some of the terribleness of war. And I said to them, "What's the thing that you miss most?" And each one said, "We miss peace. We miss peace." Now, what would a child want to do with peace? Well, when mommy and daddy are arguing, when there's peace, that's kind of nice, you know. And when things are not just going exactly the way you want them to be, and then all of a sudden you can just say, there's peace, and everything is in order again. It's so nice. When we can say to all of our friends who come to visit at our house, and they want to talk about their parents and the arguments that their parents have, we just say to them, "Peace. This house is a house of peace. Everybody who comes in here thinks peaceful thoughts. They think lovely thoughts about people who might not be having lovely experiences." Oh? That's what the children in the war-torn countries think? That's the ones that I've talked to, and I've talked to just about all of them. No matter where the country may be, no matter how tough it may be, all of them want to have happiness, harmony, and peace. So I asked the children, I said, "Okay, guys, girls, you want peace. Now, what are you doing to bring about peace?" And one little boy who had his leg blown off because of a landmine, he said, "Well, the first thing I do when I want peace is I get rid of all feeling of anger." Now, I could be very angry that my leg was lost by the landmine, but I'm happy that my life is here. And I'm happy that I'm a good fellow, that everyone enjoys me, that nobody shuns me or pushes me away, because I don't shun me or push me away. I like me. I see peace on Earth, and I see it for all the boys and girls everywhere on Earth. Well, now, that's an interesting idea. You were hurt by the ravages of war, and you have no anger in your heart? No, no. No, my mommy and daddy, they said, "Don't be angry about it. If you're angry, the healing cannot take place. If you're angry, there can be no peace." And I said, "But mommy, I hurt." "Okay, the hurt will go away, and the healing will take place. Your leg won't come back, but the thing is, you'll learn to live with your leg, missing like it is. Maybe we can get you some special help." "But mommy, I hurt." "Yes, I know. When you're hurt, it's hard to be generous. It's hard to be loving. It's hard to forgive. But that's the time that you want to forgive the most." "But mommy, I hurt." "I know, sweetheart." And his mother cuddled him in her arms and said, "Okay, precious, I love you. Okay, my sweet one, I love you." And here he was, a boy of 15, and he said, "Mommy, I hurt." And his mother said, "It's okay, sweetheart. Everything is going to be all right. You'll learn to live with that one leg missing, and you'll learn to go around as a whole person, because you'll always see yourself whole, and you'll never hate. because hate just makes more unhappiness for you. And it also does it for the rest of the world. But the hard thing is, it does it for you. Oh, Mommy, I don't really hate anybody. I just wish I had my leg. Now, your leg isn't going to come back. But what you can do, you can say, I love everybody. I love my body. I love how I'm going to operate now with one missing leg. I know that I can love the world, and I can see peace on earth, and I can see peace in all communities. Well, Mommy, what about other places where children are hurt in war? Yes, what about it? Well, can I say there's peace on earth there too? Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You can say there's peace on earth everywhere. And when you start saying there's peace on earth, then you have to add another part to it. What's that, Mommy? You have to add the part that says, and it began with me. I am at peace. I am a loving, gentle, wonderful person. I am peace. But Mommy, that's just words. Yes, son. And that's what life is. Life is just thought and words. And when we can have our thought and words always be beautiful, then our world will be beautiful. Son, I love you with your leg or without. I love you completely. Your brothers and sisters, they love you with or without your leg. They don't think of you without your leg. They think of you as a wonderful, peaceful, joyful child who is a blessing everywhere you go. Oh, Mommy, that's a big job. No. No, sweetheart, that's not a big job. It's just to be yourself and have fun. It's to look at life as a joyful experience, to look at peace on earth for everyone, to love all the world, regardless of the things that happen. Just love everybody, and that love will bring peace on earth. Now, that was one place that I went, and then I went to other places. I went to places where there were mommies and daddies that were arguing, and their kids were saying, but Mr. Sandman, Mr. Candle, Mr. whoever you are, that you're going to be here to talk to me. My mommy and daddy aren't getting along good, and they might separate. They might not stay together. That's right, they might not. Now, what can you do about it? Well, what can I do about it? And I spoke to the children whose parents were thinking of separating or who were separating, and I said, you know, all you have to do is love them both and see them filled with love and harmony for themselves and for all the world. And when people love themselves, all of the anxiety goes away of feeling that they must control each other, that they must own and possess each other. And as soon as that all goes away, then they can stay together and be a happy couple, because neither one owns the other. They just love one another and enjoy each other's company, just like you enjoy your mommy's company and you enjoy your daddy's company. They enjoy each other's company because they don't possess each other. Do you own your mommy? No. Do you own your daddy? No. What does the word own mean? It means that I have a right to tell them how to live their life. That's right. Does your mommy and daddy own you? Well, in a way, I guess. What do you mean, in a way, I guess? Well, mommy and daddy can tell me how to live my life and what sort of things I should do and how I should follow the rules. And they teach me, you know, that's it. They teach me. They teach me all the things that I'm supposed to do to be a good child. That's right. Now, do they own you? What do you mean? Do they have the right to tell you this, and are you supposed to listen? Well, yeah, I guess so. Or do they tell you this because they love you, because they want only the best for you? And do you have the right to say, I accept or not? Yeah, that's right. You see, when we don't try to possess others, then there's peace on earth. When we don't try to own another person in our life, then there's peace on earth. But Mr. Candle, how did you get to be so wise? Well, I'm really not so wise. I am wise, it's true. But the wise people, the wise ones in this world, are the ones who live whatever it is they believe, and they believe beautiful things. Do you believe beautiful things? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Do you think wonderful things? Yes. Are you wise? Well, maybe. Yes, you are. You are wise, and you are loving, and you are gentle, and you are perfect, and you are looking at the world filled with peace, and you say, there is peace on earth, and it began with me, and I like it that way. There's peace in my family, and it began with me, and I like it that way. I am peace, and I like it that way. Uh-oh. Here comes Mr. Sandman. It's time now to slip under the covers there and pull them right up. Let your mommy and daddy straighten the blankets out for you and get you ready for a good night's sleep. When Mr. Sandman drops the pixie dust all over you, you'll have wonderful dreams, and you'll think wonderful thoughts, and you'll have a wonderful life. So now, snuggle down now, and take your teddy bear and say, I love you, and open your arms and let mommy and daddy slip in there and snuggle them. Yes, you are the link of happiness. You are the link of peace. You are peace on earth. Oh, thank you, Mr. Candle. Thank you. Oh, you're welcome. Now, I'll see you another night. So, have happy, lovely dreams and dream of peace on earth, because you are that peace. Have a lovely evening. I love you. I love you. I love you.